nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time, late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mama's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hours after South Korea's president declared martial law, the leader now lifting that order. It followed backlash from his own party and parliament and sparked protests. A House vote could come on a measure to force the release of a House Ethics Committee report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz.
The resolution offered by Illinois Democrat Sean Casten would require the House Ethics Committee to immediately release its report on former Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. Under House rules, the measure must come up for a vote later this week, but GOP leaders are likely to try to derail the effort with a motion to table it. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the Ethics Committee no longer has jurisdiction when a member resigns from the House, as Gaetz did last month.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Biden is the first sitting president to visit Angola. Meetings today centering on investing in clean energy technology. Bands of heavy lake effect snow easing after days of dumping several feet of snow from Michigan to New York. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in Southern California this morning unveiled charges against a Chinese national who was selling and sending weapons to North Korea. Shenghua Wen was shipping the weapons and ammo and shipping containers from the port of Long Beach, California, to Hong Kong, where they would eventually reach North Korea. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
Mr. Wen is a Chinese national. He came to this country in 2012 on a student visa. He overstayed that visa and thus was illegally in this country.
In New York, jury deliberations now underway in the manslaughter trial against former Marine Daniel Penny after he choked Jordan Neely on board a New York City subway car in May of 2023. Penny claimed self-defense, saying he was protecting fellow riders and was not trying to restrain Neely, not harm him. The CDC confirming the E. coli outbreak tied to onions in McDonald's Quarter Pounders is officially over. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
An overnight low of 23 with temps rising later on. Southwest winds at 10 to 20. A warm Wednesday at 36, but winds could be between 15 to 25 with greater gusts. Wednesday night, a low of 9. Thursday, 23. Upper 20s on Friday. Upper 30s on Saturday. And upper 40s Sunday.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
How much fun it's very special Christmas.
Turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Neon light, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
Stole my first whiskey kiss on the back of one. Heard my first country song through the dash of one. Made millions of memories between those two doors. Yeah, I come from a long line of Chevys and Fords.
Lots of beer cans and dolls and rode in the back. And Mom always wanted a Cadillac, but that was a few dollars more than we could afford. So I Chevys and Ford. They were red, white, and rusty, all dented up and dusty. They were sitting in that church parking lot every Sunday. Out in front of the bars, parked under the stars, with a girl in your arms. You don't want nothing more than a guy from a long line of Chevys and Ford.
After the Friday night
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed & Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Santa Claus is coming to Arena, Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, a Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
100.9 WURCO. I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no cold sign. You gotta stop it and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down, she probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. A caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop it and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here. When she stopped and asked Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea.
Hey, it's Carl. Wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Just like a dream, when I whisper that I love you, and you say it back to me. I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning, or the pouring rain. I got you for the rest of my life, and if all else goes wrong, baby, I'll be alright. Looking in your eyes, it's like we're in slow motion, just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss, and I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than this. 'Cause I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning, or the pouring.
is gonna rise.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetsfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team has signed another key memorandum of understanding, this time with the Justice Department. The statement from incoming Chief of Staff Susie Wiles states it will let them submit names for background checks, but that it doesn't mean the transition team will submit every cabinet nominee's name for background checks. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer sending a letter earlier urging GOP incoming leader John Thune to uphold the Senate's constitutional duty for nominees.
What we need to happen is for all the nominees to go through the same process that past nominees have gone through in the Senate, regardless of party, including a full FBI background investigation.
A jury in New York deliberating the manslaughter trial of former Marine Daniel Penney and the chokehold death of a subway rider in 2023. South Korea's leader now lifting the martial law order that he ordered earlier today. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school boys basketball games tonight in the area. River Valley is hosting Evansville. The Blackhawks are coached by Luke Thatcher, and he talked about the program this year going into the 24-25 season.
Actually, numbers are down quite a bit. We're running at right around 27 kids right now, and we've actually are dealing with some accidents, some injuries. So the last game in these next few for sure will be running two levels instead of the three that we've normally have. But hopefully that we're able to balance that out a little bit.
The JV game begins at 5:30 at River Valley. We'll have coverage of varsity action, and our pregame time begins in the 7 o'clock hour on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time, 7 o'clock on WRCE, FM 107.7, 1450 AM for the Badgers, and their Big Ten opener against Michigan. Wisconsin enters the game at 8 wins and no losses. The Wolverines are 6-1, coming off a 25-point rout of a ranked Xavier team in the Fort Myers tip-off. The tip-off at the Kohl Center is 8 o'clock tonight. Bucks forward Chris Middleton says he wants to be on the court. When asked by reporters, Middleton wouldn't offer a firm date for his return. He had a surgery on both ankles, and he says it is progressing, but it is just slower. The Bucks meet Detroit tonight in the league's midseason tournament. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
The forecast heading into tonight, temperatures cooling down as we will see lows down to the low to mid-20s, southwest winds 15 to 25, and cloudy skies. Wednesday, cloudy with spotty snow showers in the afternoon. Highs of 35, windy though. West winds 20 to 25, gust as high as 40. Wednesday night, a few flurries possible, lows of 9, and sunshine returns Thursday, highs of 22. It's a partly cloudy 24 degrees and no precipitation. The barometer keeps falling. It's at 30.12, and west winds are 2 to 4. Again, it's 24 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
One day out of the blue, I just up and did. I still do some heavy thinking about taking a drink, but the strongest thing I've tried to quit is how to stop thinking about you. Every time I close my eyes, you're there right in front of me. I reach for you and grab nothing but the air.
Every mountain will tumble down. didn't have to turn my head whenever you walked in. The only one to let these chills roll down my skin. My heart beats faster. Stepping away, thought I was doing fine, about to get you off my mind. I see your face and then I'm wrapped around your pretty little finger again. Since you laid down in my arms, I see no good reason, but still I'm tangled in your charms. My God, you're smiling, and you catch my eye. My heart is pounding deep inside.
Straight with Wrapped, and before that, Brooks and Dunn, Every River on WRCO. Don't forget that going on right now, River Valley Music Booster Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser is being held until 7:30 at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Tickets at the door, $13 for adults and $6 for children 10 and under. So dine-in and drive-thru, both available. Time now, though, for today's Paul Harvey program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Utter Brothers combines a love for quality with a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a fantasy land, a place of real people who kept reality at bay. For 150 years, the natives lived under a happy delusion in a dream world all their own. And their delusion was that they belonged to the United States of America. They thought their homeland was one of the United States. Of course, it wasn't. But you're not going to believe the extent to which their assumption governed their actions. The magnificent fantasy began shortly after the turn of the 19th century, not all that long after the American Revolution. The world was filled with talk of our brave new society in North America. And if many peoples throughout the globe secretly wished to be a part of that dream, no people wished so hard as these. They held their own elections for presidents of the United States, insisting that their votes be tallied and recorded. And imagine, even when the candidates they chose lost in the real U.S. elections, they cheerfully supported whomever the real U.S. citizens had put in office. Each president, as far as they were concerned, became their president. They also voted on constitutional amendments as each arose. They adopted and observed U.S. national holidays, such as the 4th of July. And when the United States became disunited and fell into civil war, this dream world we're talking about decided that they belonged to the North, and they actually sent soldiers to support the Union cause. Can you believe that? And more years passed, and the real Congress legislated, and the little world apart dutifully followed the laws of the United States. When it was deemed that U.S. citizens would render taxes on their income, this fantasy land offered similar donations to the United States government in currency called dollars and cents. Then came World War I, and once more the natives of this neutral territory forfeited their neutrality to fight alongside U.S. soldiers. And when the war was won, they returned to their homeland and celebrated as though the victory had been theirs. Then World War II came, and the same. But then one day, someone inside the make-believe boundaries of this little world draped in dreams learned the truth. His homeland was not, and never had been, one of the United States. And he told his countrymen. And in that sad hour of awakening, there followed an understandable despair. While faithfully observing and serving all those years, a century and a half, why had they not been told? But then a curious thing happened. In true fairy tale tradition, the cry of those people was heard in the Congress of the United States. And on August 7, 1953, after only a slight hesitation, that one-time land of make-believe was decreed to be real and to be one of us. So, starting in 1953, the state that wished to be was. And then, and not until then, their homeland became a full-fledged official United State named Ohio. That's right. In 1803, Congress approved Ohio's Constitution and its boundaries. They just forgot to adopt the resolution. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
It's magic and memories, magic and wonders and wishes, wonders and when it touches wishes, your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Fluttering snowflakes caressing the night, children in dreamland while angels take flight, calling to moonbeams to join in the dance, and mistletoe dangling waiting its chance. Laughter, it echoes in the night air. Angelic singing descends heaven's stair. Giggles and grins and stories retold of days that are young and days that are old. Grandpa will grumble and Grandma will fret and Jimmy will wonder just what he will get. Mothers and fathers with bills piling high will collapse in exhaustion with one final sigh. Stockings all hung in the tree all aglow, and footprints are left in the new fallen snow. Street lamps are muted and quiet abounds, and in snowfields of wonder you can hear not a sound. Christmas descending from realms up above to crown this great wonder, the season of love. So rejoice with thanksgiving, let goodwill abound, for that which was lost is now that which is found. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory, a simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas. From the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday in the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
Get your home holiday ready. Living room sets start at $699.99. A-plus furniture has it all.
100.9 WRCO.
At the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Start to cry, and baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. They will take a tow to our room, make a little love that's over. Somebody had a bad dream. Mama and daddy, me and my tail.
just another day in paradise. Well, the 5 o'clock news here is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green.